From NPR and WBUR, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Coming up, we'll check in on Sunday's runoff election in Brazil.
But first, nurse Nina Pham, who contracted Ebola treating the Dallas patient, who was the first to die from the disease in the U.S., has been declared free of the virus, receiving a big hug from Dr. Anthony Fauci of the NIH before leaving. She's been invited to visit the Oval Office this afternoon. In New York, doctors and nurses at Bellevue Hospital are treating Dr. Craig Spencer, the first Ebola patient in Manhattan, who returned 1 week ago from treating Ebola patients in Guinea. Health officials say Dr. Spencer went bowling, took the subway, one day before calling Doctors Without Borders, where he volunteered, that's yesterday, to say he had a fever. At a news conference, Mayor Bill de Blasio urged anyone in New York who's been to West Africa in the past 21 days who has a fever or other symptoms to act quickly.
It is crucial to call 911 immediately, or the only other alternative, go immediately to a hospital emergency room. I want to emphasize, those are the only two acceptable actions. Call 911 or go to a hospital emergency room. Do not wait. Do not hesitate. Do not wait to see if you get better. Do not go to a private doctor's office.
Let's check in with Dr. Erwin Redliner, special advisor to Mayor de Blasio and also director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. And, Doctor, we're hearing a lot of officials today say that New York is prepared for any disaster that might ensue. Hazmat crews have been at Dr. Spencer's apartment, but what else do you have to do? You can't clean every subway, and you rode on the subway.
Right. And I think one of the big challenges now, Robin, is to separate what we know from science and public health proven strategies to actually work and be necessary versus sort of on the other end of the spectrum trying to allay a public anxiety, which of course is understandable, about what should be done or what could be done. The fact of the matter is, as has been repeated multiple times, is that people who have had contact and who get Ebola, documented Ebola, are literally not contagious during the incubation period, and they're not contagious via the spread in the air of Ebola virus, because we know now very well that you really need to be in contact directly with the individual with Ebola and directly in contact with their bodily fluids, as we keep hearing. But so what needs to be done now is, I think this is really just a public health education message, that if you have been in a place where there is a prevalence of Ebola, and you especially have been working with Ebola patients, and you get any kind of symptoms, and especially low-grade fever or any kind of fever in the first 21 days after that contact, you are a candidate to be checked out and tracked, if not cared for. So,
well, we're wondering if more should be done than that, because we understand this doctor, who's being lauded as a heroic figure who went and helped people who were dying from this disease, but he began feeling sluggish on Tuesday. And some are saying that some health officials are considering a buddy system, not just as recommended by the CDC for watching people as they take off the protective gear, apparently the most dangerous time when they can infect themselves, but maybe just being in touch with other doctors so that if you start to feel not well, someone else can help point it out to you. In other words, the call could have come in on Tuesday.
Right. Well, I think that, first of all, the symptom of sluggishness or feeling tired is not a major sign. It could be, but it isn't. And, you know, what we really are looking for is the presence of fever, headaches, severe headaches, actually, vomiting, diarrhea, and so forth, and real feelings of malaise. In the absence of that, and with a normal temperature, there's really not much to report. Now, that being said,
right,
I do think there is, in effect, there is a mechanism, because Dr. Spencer and anybody else who's been involved, certainly with Doctors Without Borders, have actually a routine access to and instructions to let that organization know, or let public health officials know that they are developing something.
Right. And Amber Vinson, the nurse, said the same thing. She felt sluggish first. One would think that if you know you've been in contact with an Ebola patient, any feeling not well might be reported. But we know that starting Monday, people returning to the U.S. from West Africa will be monitored. They have to self-monitor, take their temperatures. Officials will contact them every day. But Anthony Fauci today mentioned at his news conference with the nurse Nina Pham that there's active discussion about having somebody actually be in touch with people. people. We just have a couple seconds, but do you think that'd be a good idea? In other words, go visit them, not just ask them.
I think it's a fine idea. He's a doctor with great experience. I think we're feeling pretty good that he knew what to do and was doing it. But I certainly don't think that what you're talking about here with the extra
precaution
would be fine.
Yeah. Dr. Erwin Redlener, special advisor to Mayor de Blasio in New York, where they have the first Ebola case in that city. He's also director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. Doctor, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.